balls into my organs. Stretch into my tendons. Bury your anchors into my bones. For the power of the warrior will always prevail.
Tether of all, we're gonna tether of all the mother sucker. Tether of all the sucker. Tether of all, we're gonna tether of all the mother sucker. Tether of all the sucker. Tether of all, we're gonna tether of all the mother sucker. Tether of all the sucker. Tether of all, we're gonna tether of all the mother sucker. Tether of all the
Radio Spectacular. As always, I am your host, the Incomparable Wolfman. Oh! Oh, God. And we got another fine and fantastic episode. This time around, it's something a little different. Each of my dedications to this particular show come personally from the Wolfman. And let me tell you, this has been a 2-week period of some fine and funky material for dedications to come. More on that in a bit. We're also going to be introducing you to a new member of the Forearms and Funk family. It's a very good friend of mine who I owe a very special favor. But more on that later as well. Alright, our first dedication today goes out to a real groovy goblin and a fine and funky fellow denizen of the night, Kobold of the Batiri. I know you've had some very trying and interesting times these past couple of weeks, but I'm glad everything came out okay for you. And so, this first dedication is a little something that came into my head, and I thought would fit the occasion perfectly. I hope you enjoy this one, my goblin friend. I know there's a fellow down, down south that certainly won't. Nor should he.
Come on, man.
And with the local ABC News, Edo Kuja with a triumphant comeback. More but tonight...
Don't call it a comeback!
Do it.
the Forearms and Funk Radio Spectacular is proud to present the One Word Pro! What? Tune in again next time for another exciting episode of the One Word Pro!
That guy can be such a ham. Get it? Ham? Sorry.
Oh, our next dedication goes out to a particular person who's been in the news quite a lot these past couple of days. You may or may not have heard of the trials and tribulations of X-Pac recently, but if you haven't, you should go look it up, because I'm not about to recount it here. I don't want to make anybody the butt of my jokes, if you know what I'm saying. Let's just say he's undergone some rather embarrassing medical difficulties lately, and I want to send out a little song that hopefully should cheer him up while he's laid up in the hospital. So this goes out from the Wolfman to X-Pac, Mr. Sean Waltman. Relax and enjoy the funkitude. Because as everybody knows, trumpets are funky.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
And now, my fellow Funkophiles, it is indeed time to introduce you all to the individual of whom I spoke at the beginning of this particular show. Wolfie has always been very, very careful with his money, and as such, he has had regular dealings with a, financial advisor over the years. This particular financial advisor, is one that Wolfie owes a favor to, a very big favor to, as part of repaying that favor, the Wolfman has asked if, he would like to come on the Forearms and Funk Radio Spectacular, and, give the fine Funkophiles his picks for the upcoming WrestleMania pay-per-view. As such, without further ado, and without further adon't, and without further anything else, I give you, direct from Staten Island, New York, the man himself, Mr. Nicky Nails. Take it, Nicky. Please don't take it far.
Thank you. Yeah, how you doing? It's your boy Nicky Nails from Staten Island, New York. And, you know, they asked me to come on this wrestling show here to make some predictions. You know why they call me Nicky Nails? Because I nail the predictions. I'm spot on. And if I'm not, who's going to tell me different? All right? I'll come over there, I'll rearrange your face. All right? So listen, they ask me every year around this time, Nicky Nails, how do you feel about WrestleMania? Listen, I love WrestleMania. It's like my Super Bowl. Alright? I got the scoop right here. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go through all the matches, and I'm gonna give you my spot on predictions over here now, alright? And then we'll talk a little bit about here. Well, hold on 1 second here. How can I help you? Yeah, listen to me. Gino, come in. I want an espresso. All right, go get me an espresso from behind the counter over there. All right? Thank you. Excuse me. All right. So, the first match I'm going to look at right now is Chris Jericho versus Fandango. Let me tell you about this Fandango, this friggin' fruit booty over here. Guy's coming out. He's dancing with this hot broad. All he's doing, he's not wrestling. He's not going to wrestle somebody to get his name right. All right? So, Chris Jericho abuses him. Abuses him like a Mama Luke over here. It gets that over there. He comes around, makes fun of him and all that. Then he attacks Chris Jericho, and now Chris Jericho's going to fight him at WrestleMania. Now, I don't hold anything against Chris Jericho because he's Canadian. He wears that light bright jacket. But listen, Chris Jericho's a legend, all right? He's a freaking legend, and he's going to beat up on this Fandango. Let me tell you something, Fandango. Don't tell me I can't get your name right or wrong, because I pay for my movie tickets just like everybody else for your freaking service, all right? I'll come over there, and I'll split your lips to the side of your face, all right? The next match is for the WWE Tag Team Championship, Team No Hell. You got Kane, you got that go-faced Mama Luke over there, freaking Daniel Bryan. Listen, he's banging a hot broad. Why don't you shave your face, Daniel, all right? Shave your face, go down to the shop, get yourself a nice suit, nice cufflinks, you know. You gotta dress like me, buddy. You gotta be all style and pizzazz. You can't walk around with this freaking hair all over your face like a wampa. You know what I'm saying? Over here. Alright, they're gonna be fighting Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston. Big E Langston, let me tell you something. If this wrestling thing don't pan out for you, I got work for you over here in my company. Hold on 1 second. What is this? What is this? I want an espresso, not cappuccino. Boss, I'm sorry. No, come here. Come here. What'd I tell you? All right? What do you do? Here's the machine. Yeah, you blow air in there. Come here. Come here. Come here. Now I'm going to split your lips to the side of your face. Go get me an espresso, not a cappuccino, asshole. All right? You can't find good helps these days. I swear to God. This is ridiculous. All right. I apologize for that. This guy's working for me for how long? All I want is a cup of espresso. I don't want foam. You see foam? An espresso? Huh? All right. So, another big match coming up here. Ryback and this big Jamook Mark Henry. Let me tell you, these two slabs of beef, they're going to beat the snot out of each other. Ryback can get him up. You too can have a place in my company. You and Big E Langston could pick up some packages for me, if you know what I mean, all right? And we got The Shield fighting against Big Show, Sheamus, and Randy Orton. Now, I like The Shield. I like the SWAT little get up there. I get a little panicky when I see them. I think they're the police over here, the 122 precincts coming to get me again. These guys, they got some talent, but they're fighting three big guys in Sheamus, Big Show, and Randy Orton. I don't know. I think Randy Orton's a little tired of hanging out with these do-gooders, if you know what I mean. All right? So I see a swerve. I can see it from a mile away. I'm Italian, all right? Your next match is for the World Heavyweight Championship. Alberto Del Rio is defending against Jack Swagger, the newly formed Jack Swagger with Zeb Coulter. Zeb Coulter, again, just like Daniel Bryan, I don't like all the hair on the face. I don't trust people with all that hair on their face. They're dirty. They're doing something wrong. I don't care if you were in Vietnam, the Korean War, the freaking Persian Gulf. I don't care where you've been. Shave your face, all right? Put some slacks on and call it a day, all right? All right, your next match is Triple H versus Brock Lesnar. It's a no-holds-barred, and if Lesnar wins, Triple H must retire. But let's be honest. Wasn't Triple H retired already? The guy wrestles once a year. He cut his hair. He's all corporate. He works for the company. He's married into the company. He's taking the fight because he wants to still be relevant. I hope Lesnar beats the snot out of him over there now, all right? Don't even get me started. I got to go to Jersey to see this now. Jersey? I got to drive 20 minutes over 17 different bridges and sit in traffic for 2 hours? Let's get a stadium over here in New York that can hold 70,000 people. In Staten Island, right there in Staten Island. Sorry. All right, your next match, the streak is on the line. The Undertaker, the Dead Man, fighting CM Punk, the best in the world. Let me tell you something. If you're going to base Undertaker's career on the streak, you're delusional, all right? All right, the guy's undefeated at WrestleMania. Have you seen the guys he fought in WrestleMania? What, Psycho Sid, Jimmy Snuka, Giant Gonzalez? Some of these wins weren't that great, all right? So don't base his career on the streak here, all right? I hope Punk wins. I hope he ends the streak. The legend should put the future legend over. That's just how I do things in my business, and that's how they should conduct business over here now. All right. Then, of course, your main event of the evening is John Cena going against The Rock for the WWE Championship. Now, I see Cena on TV the other night. He's on Jay Leno with no belt. I see him at the Kids Awards with no belt. I see him on TMZ, no belt. Listen, I don't say you have to carry a belt on your shoulder in the freaking airport, but you're the WWE champion, Jack. If you're going to walk around saying you're the WWE champion, you better carry that belt a little proudly. Better go on these talk show circuits and plug all your movies with that belt on your shoulder proudly. That's the WWE championship. That's telling me that you don't give a shit about the business. Wrestling's my business, all right? Wrestling's my business. So you know what, Rocky? I smell what you're cooking. It ain't my mother's meatballs. It's definitely your freaking movie career. So John Cena, put your cape on. Make the kids proud. Go hang out with some crippled kids and win this freaking title, all right? And that's going to be your WrestleMania 29 lineup. They're probably going to add some more matches. We're 12 days away from the big dance. I got big things going on. Got big money in this. Put some weight. Put all your bets in now. These are my picks. Jericho, Ziggler and Langston, Ryback, The Shield, Alberto Del Rio, Triple H, and CM Punk, and John Cena. Those are Nikki Nails' nail-down locks of the week, of the month, of the year, of the freaking century, all right? That's going to do it for me. I got to make some more collections. These are low-life deadbeats. They owe me big money. And Nikki Nails don't play when it comes to money. Speaking of money, Wolfman Jack Foley, I'm talking to you, cuz. You owe me some money from last year's Elimination Chamber, buddy. All right? I don't know where you get off putting the odds on Kofi Kingston, this spot monkey. When I say monkey, I don't mean it derogatory like Dufachi Tetsuo monkey. I'm talking about spot monkey. This guy's jumping all around the place like a spider monkey. He's picking up people. He's dropping them. He's hurting people every night on house shows. It's absolutely ridiculous. All right? Nonetheless, you put a bet in. You lost a bet. You owe Nikki Nail some money. All right, tough guy? I know where you live. All right? You and your friend stick. I'll take that stick and shove it sideways where the sun don't shine. You owe me some money. You understand what I'm telling you? We've been friends a long time. Don't make me have to come to your house. I know where you live. That's all I'm saying. All right, that's going to do it for me. check out my buddy Phil Rayer all the time, Turnbuckle Throwbacks at RadioInfluence.com and the Will and Phil Awful Podcast, also on RadioInfluence.com. That's going to do it for me. Those guys know how to do things. We're taking care of business here in Staten Island. All right? Have a great day. And bring me my command. Where's my espresso? Freaking guys.
Oh, my. That Mr. Nails is an interesting fellow, isn't he? Oh, my goodness. So full of passion and fire. I wonder if he's single. Oh, naughty, naughty, naughty. And very dangerous. Oh.
Today's final dedication is in the spirit of the holiday weekend, which is fast approaching and at our throats. For those of you who will be celebrating Easter and eating entirely too much turkey bird, potatoes, stuffing, and all that good stuff this weekend, this song is dedicated to you. Very good advice. Take it to heart. For those of you who do not celebrate Easter, it's good advice anyway, because if you're anything like the Wolfman, you can stand to get up and move a little bit anyway. And might I just add to all you turkeys out there, a gobble, a gobble.
Ow!
Get up off of that thing and try to leave that pressure.
Funko Files. That's it for another fast and furious edition of the Forearms and Funk Radio Spectacular. Join us again next week for more craziness, more fine and funny furriness. You never know what's going to happen around here, so stay tuned. I want to say a special thanks to this week's guest, Mr. Nicky Nails. And, Nicky, I just want to say, I promise you, the check is in the mail. Seriously, don't do anything rash, okay? Until next time, keep the funk levels at a maximum. This is Wolfie signing off. Oh!